This is State House Week. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. With less than a month remaining in this year's legislative session, the state Senate this week finally got around to debating a roads funding bill, considered to be the session's top priority for action. But before senators could even begin debate, most members of the House of Representatives gathered under the State House rotunda to hear House Speaker Jay Lucas tell the Senate that fixing state roads is squarely in its lap.
The only way forward is to pass a long-term, sustainable funding plan to permanently fix South Carolina's roads and require those who use the roads pay for the roads.
Lucas, referencing the bill passed earlier this year in the House, which would see the state's gas tax go up to pay for road improvements. In the Senate, the lines are starkly drawn. Democrats and a handful of Republicans support an approach similar to the House bill, which funds roads via the gas tax, while most Republicans say the bill must also contain tax relief and more reform at the state DOT. Somerville Republican Sean Bennett.
It's got to be a three-pronged approach: tax reform, dedicated funding to the roads, and some sort of DOT reform. If we can pull those three together, I'm hopeful that it would be a bill that the governor could accept and wrap his arms around. But if not, you know, then you have, I think, a better chance for overriding a gubernatorial veto.
Camden Democrat Vincent Shaheen.
And what the conversation should be about is roads, not in earned income tax credits, not reducing the taxes on manufacturers, not other random income tax related issues, not reshuffling the chairs on the Titanic of organizing state government. It needs to be focused on roads, and that's the only way we're ever going to fix our roads.
The Senate narrowly defeated an income tax cut amendment to the bill. Its supporters say they'll make another attempt to pass the amendment. Governor McMaster reiterated this week that he won't accept a bill that contains a gas tax increase. Leaders in the House are debating among themselves whether or not to try and advance a $500 million bond or borrowing bill in the session's final days. State colleges and universities are pressing for the bill, which would pay for a number of state maintenance and improvement projects. Governor McMaster has said he'll veto a bond bill. House leaders are trying to gauge if there would be enough votes to override a threatened veto before taking the bill to the floor for debate. The governor also said this week that he has concerns with a bill aimed at shoring up the state's pension system. The bill passed in the House and Senate by large margins. McMaster has until Tuesday to act on the measure. Charleston Mayor John Tecklenburg says it is at a crisis point. He's referring to the lack of affordable housing available in fast-growing areas of the state, in particular in popular areas such as downtown Charleston and Greenville. Tecklenburg told a Senate subcommittee this week that in a city like Charleston, where it's estimated 42 individuals move to every day, housing isn't keeping up with demand.
Folks that work in Charleston who make a average living have to live on the other side of Somerville to be able to afford a place to live. And they get in this hour and a half long commute every morning to try to make it downtown.
The Senate is considering a bill that will allow cities and counties to require developers to include affordable housing in residential projects. State House Week, a production of South Carolina Public Radio. I'm Russ McKinney.